In the previous Mishnah, the Tana taught us that if one wife was forbidden to the living brothers, then not only she but also her co-wife may not perform Yibum or Chalitza, do not fall to Yibum. The following Mishnah teaches us that this position is not unanimous. Beishamei matir na tzaras la'achin u'beisil osrim. Beishamei permit the co-wives to perform Yibum or Chalitza, but Beisil forbid them to. If they perform chalitza, something which would forbid them from marrying a kohen, Beishamai disqualify them from marrying into the kuhuna, but Beisil allow them to. Since she never fell to Yibum, the performance of chalitza was meaningless, according to Beisil, as the Bartanura explains. Nisyavnu Beishamai machshirim Beisil poslim. If they perform Yibum and marry one of the living brothers, Beishamai allow them to marry a Kohen if they are widowed afterwards, since only a divorcee may not marry a Kohen, but not a widow. But Beisil disqualify them from marrying a Kohen, since she was forbidden to marry the living brother, and she did. She is forbidden to marry a Kohen like any girl who married someone she is forbidden to marry. Afopi sheilu osrim ve'ilu matirim, ilu poslim ve'ilu machshirim, lo nimnu Beishamai milisa nashim mi'beisil, lo Beisil mi'beishamai. Even though Beis Hillel prohibited and Beis Shammai permitted, Beis Hillel disqualified and Beis Hillel allowed them to marry Kuna, and accordingly some women were permitted to one of them and not to the other. Beis Shammai did not refrain from marrying woman of Beis Hillel, nor Beis Hillel of Beis Shammai, for they trusted each other to tell the other one if the girl would be permitted according to them. Kol ha-tairis va'atumah shayu elu mitarim ve'elu mitamim lo nimnu osim tairis elu agabe elu. Despite all the things that Beis Hillel judged to be tahar, and Beis Shammai judged to be Tamei, and according to Beis Shammai, some utensils of Beis Hillel are Tamei, and vice versa. They did not refrain from using each other's utensil for the purpose of food items which must remain tar, for they trusted each other. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous day.